Welcome to the Wandering Spirit Podcast. I'm your host, Heather Lowe. There's a great romantic mystery that surrounds wandering. To wander is to search aimlessly, only stopping when necessary. Often those who wander are considered lacking in the ambition or desire to succeed in the things that many of us are taught to hold sacred. Wealth, a career, health insurance. These things are of no importance to the wanderers of the world. Or are they? What if the issue is not with the so-called wanderers of the world? What if the issue is how we label ourselves and each other? What is it about fitting inside a little box that we so desperately desire? Is it a throwback to our ancestral tribal nature? A way to distinguish between us and them? Or is it a way of labeling and coding those in society that we instinctively feel are not quite on the same page as us? The loner, the freak, the weirdo, the nomad, the gypsy, the wanderer. These are terms that invoke an almost ancient fear, one that is so embedded in our genetic code that we don't even need to name it to recognize it. We can sense it when it's present. But are all wanderers the same? Are they all just a sea of casually drifting members of society, content on floating from one random shore to another? Or is there something more? Now, I consider myself a wanderer. I haven't traveled extensively. I have only ever lived in two places in my life, the southern United States and the United Kingdom. I have a job. I pay bills. I worry about the future. I have a long-term boyfriend, cats, and a dog, which anyone will tell you makes wandering off a near impossibility. And yet, in my heart, I know I'm a wandering spirit. So, where's the crossover? Where does the dichotomy of homebody and wandering spirit merge to become me, Heather? Perhaps wandering is a way of describing the longing in our hearts for something bigger than us. When I think of myself as a wandering spirit, I see my soul on its ever-evolving journey, the path at times smooth and other times bumpy and full of roots pushing the paving stones up. And spiders, there's lots of spiders. But as my soul wanders, it begins to grow in ways that I never thought possible. The challenges are always present and always terrifying. Again, spiders. But ultimately, they reward me with the most profound prizes. Growth, change, gnosis. And with these prizes in hand, I continue on my journey, all while paying the rent and showing up for work on time. This podcast aims to challenge the notion of what is. It aims to look at modern spirituality from different angles and make peace with the big questions as we maintain the courage to continue asking them. This podcast wants to shine a light on the vast array of practices, rituals, beliefs, and ideas that everyday people take with them on their journey. It wants to show that while we may be wandering spirits, we know exactly where we are in the present. After all, not all who wander are lost. Join me bi-weekly as we explore everything from ghosts to shamanic journeying and everything in between. Coming up on our first full episode, synchronicity. You know those moments when you're in the right place at the right time? Where everything just clicks together like it was all meant to be? How does that happen? Is life really like that movie The Adjustment Bureau? Are we in the Matrix? Or is it something more mystical? Are these moments actually connections with divine energy? Join me, wandering spirit, as we journey into the ether.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.